Isaiah chapter 37. And it came to pass, when King Hezekiah heard it, that he tore his clothes, and covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house. Temple. Of the Lord Jehovah. And he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, and Shebna the scribe, and the elders of the priests covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet the son of Amoz. And they said to him, "This is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of trouble, and of rebuke, and a blasphemy. Because the children have come to the birth, and there is not strength to bring forth. It may be the Lord Jehovah, your God, will hear the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord Jehovah, your God, has heard. Therefore lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left." So the servants of King Hezekiah came to Isaiah. And Isaiah said to them, "This is what you shall say to your master. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Do not be afraid of the words that you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Indeed, I will send a blast upon him, and he will hear a rumor, and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land." So Rabshakeh returned, and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, because he had heard that he had departed from Lachish. And he heard a rumor concerning Tirhaka king of Ethiopia, "He has come forth to make war against you." And when he heard it, he sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, "This is what you shall say to Hezekiah king of Judah, saying, Do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you, saying, Jerusalem will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Surely, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by destroying them completely. And will you be delivered? Have the gods of the nations delivered them which my fathers have destroyed, as Gozan, and Haran, and Rezeph, and the children of Eden which were in Telassar? Where is the king of Hamath, and the king of Arphad, and the king of the city of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva?" And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messengers, and read it, and Hezekiah went up to the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and spread it before the Lord Jehovah. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord Jehovah, saying, "O Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, God of Israel, who lives between the cherubims, you are the God, even you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord Jehovah, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord Jehovah, and see. And hear all the words of Sennacherib, who has sent to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord Jehovah, the kings of Assyria have laid waste all the nations, and their countries, and have cast their gods into the fire. Because they were no gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone, therefore they have destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord Jehovah, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord Jehovah, even you alone." Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent to Hezekiah, saying, "This is what the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, says. Whereas you have prayed to me against Sennacherib king of Assyria, this is the word which the Lord Jehovah has spoken concerning him: the virgin, the daughter of Zion, has despised you, and laughed you to scorn; the daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head at you. Whom have you reproached and blasphemed? And against whom have you exalted your voice, and lifted up your eyes on high? Even against the Holy One of Israel. By your servants you have reproached the Lord, and have said, By the multitude of my chariots I have come up to the height of the mountains, to the sides of Lebanon, and I will cut down its tall cedars, and its choice fir trees. And I will enter into the height of his border, and the forest of his Carmel. I have dug a well, and drunk water. And with the sole of my feet I have dried up all the rivers of the besieged places. Have you not heard long ago, how I have done it? And of ancient times, that I have formed it. Now I have brought it to pass, that you should lay waste defenced cities into ruinous heaps. Therefore those who lived there were of little power; they were dismayed and confounded; they were as the grass of the field, and as the green herb, as the grass on the housetops, and as corn blasted before it be grown up. But I know where you live, and you're going out, and you're coming in, and your rage against me. Because you rage against me, and your tumult has come up into my ears, therefore I will put my hook into your nose, and my bridle into your lips, and I will turn you back by the way by which you came. And this will be a sign to you: you will eat this year such as grows of itself, and the second year that which springs of the same. And in the third year you will sow, and reap, and plant vineyards, and eat its fruit. And the remnant that has escaped of the house of Judah will again take root downward, and bear fruit upward. Because out of Jerusalem will go forth a remnant, and those who escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, will do this. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah, says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shields, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same he will return, and will not come into this city, says the Lord Jehovah. Because I will defend this city to save it for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. Then the angel of the Lord Jehovah went forth, and struck in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, indeed, they were all dead bodies. So Sennacherib king of Assyria departed, and went and returned, and lived at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer his sons struck him with the sword. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. And Asarhaddon his son reigned in his place.